Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Just offered this up on Twitter. Love to have you follow me at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. Really would like to jump up the Instagram followers, but you know, part of that is I just don't post enough. So some of that is on me, but I would love if more people would follow, unless we post something from the show. And Matt has pretty much given up on this show. That's fair, right? He used to care about us. Now it's just DeRusher. It's hardly ever political. It's just family stuff, photos. So give me a follow on Instagram, Chad Hartman Show, and then podcast us. Anywhere you get your podcast, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple. I reacted to, including our friend Judd Zolgad, and I've also saw this debate nationally in multiple other places, with Anthony Edwards already off this amazing start to his career. And it's amazing. It's spectacular. It was a great selection by Gerson Rosas. No comparison with the other players who were in the debate. Aided by Tim Connelly and the players surrounding Ant. Most importantly, Edwards. And his tremendous talent and hard work. KD out. Joker out. Maybe Luka and LeBron out tonight. Maybe staring at Steph. Could he take Steph and Jimmy out? I mean, if he takes Steph out, hypothetically, long way to go. They got to win this series. But in back-to-back years, he would have taken out four of the 15 greatest players of all time. And that wouldn't count Luka Doncic. So some are saying that Edwards is already the best Wolves player of all time. Sit down. Calm down. Namaste. Yoga. Whatever you need to do. Calm the bleep now.
You've always been a Zerbiak guy?
Rosho.
Oh, sure.
Anthony Edwards in the playoffs has been spectacular. Zero of this conversation is a slight of Anthony Edwards in any way. So we're saying if all of a sudden I get a text from Jim Pete, you know what happened today? Anthony Edwards announced he's never playing again. He's going to play football. Are these folks telling me that we'd already say, well, guess what? The greatest Timberwolves player ever just retired.
That's right.
Were these folks concussed?
Hey, Anthony Edwards takes over in the fourth quarter. What did KG do?
He's
deferred.
Way better as a scorer than KG. He is way better as a supporting teammate, where KG was hard on teammates. Incredibly loyal. Trust me. I'm well aware with our differences.
Sometimes it was a problem.
Oh, God, yes. Trust me, as someone who Flip allowed us to have a mic in the huddle the last 6-7 years, woo-hoo-hoo, incredibly hard. Kevin Garnett's one of the 30 greatest players of all time. He was MVP in 04, should have been in 03. Couple other years, he was a top five player. KG had this type of team talent 1 year, the 04 season. This is a testament to Rosas and Conley. I say Rosas because he drafted Ant when people were saying, you know, Wiseman and Ball were legitimate considerations.
Mm-hmm.
Rosas brought in Naz Reid. Rosas drafted Jaden McDaniels. Rosas hired Chris Finch.
You got to give Finch credit, too.
Oh, my God.
Got to be part
sure.
of the big reason why Julius Randle's here this year.
Absolutely, right? But then Conley's done a great job supplementing. You know, whether you think they gave up too much for Rudy or not, that's still a fair point. But Rudy has changed the defensive culture. Let's go with the culture of this team. The financial situations that face this team because of Towns' salary. There are plenty of people who would say right now, even if you don't include the talent, include the money that Carl's due, 60-some million on a regular basis now, that you'd still rather have Randle Dante in the pick. The way Randall's playing right now, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the right answer. Now, do you keep him? So, again, I'm just going to point out, Anthony Edwards, if you were going to pick a young player, because even though he's got 5 years in him, he's 23, for the next 10 years, it's Wemby one. And there's a lot of people, including off what he's doing in the playoffs, who are going to pick Anthony Edwards second. But has Ann ever had a year yet where he's a top five player in the regular season? No. Might he be? Absolutely. Might he win MVPs? Sure. Wolves are incredibly lucky to have the guy. But to act like he's already surpassed Garnett, hot take alert. Hot take.
Whoop. Whoop.
Just
whoop.
Trying to. And again, if I had the choice of prime KG with the ball in his hands or prime Ant. Now, KG also orchestrated it a brilliant way. And sometimes you get, you know, that matters. Ant, we're giving him credit for these games where he has 9 assists and 6 assists and balancing. But he makes shots. Now, by the way, his shooting numbers late in games in the regular season, they're lousy.
Yeah.
They're lousy. But is he never afraid and willing to take that shot? Yes. But come on. Kevin Garnett with mediocre talent. 50-win season after 50-win season after one of the most versatile defensive players ever. I'm not saying there's never debate. And maybe that debate is legit in 2-3 years. Maybe it's really fast. But he's already passed means if Ant says, I'm joining the PGA Tour. No, ping pong. Remember you love ping pong during the Olympics?
That's right, yes.
I'm joining the International Ping Pong League. I'm leaving it up to my guys, Jaden and Nas, and he's never playing again, that we would say that he's already passed KG. Come on. Namaste.
If he makes it to the conference finals, he'll have made one more than KG as a Timberwolf.
Fair. True. Still not going to pass him. Yeah.
I'm sorry. As a T-Wolf.
Yeah. No, please. Please do that. Okay. So I just want to say that. If you want to react, you can. Because if you think he's already passed him, go to YouTube.
Just wait. The conversation can happen at a later date.
Yeah. And maybe it's not that far down the line. Who knows where Edwards is going? And every year he plays better in the playoffs than he does in the regular season. And that is an incredible asset to have. But already passing Kevin Garnett, no, you are incorrect. Would you want to be recorded constantly? Every part of your life recorded. There's a story about that. Let's discuss when we come back on CCO. Wall Street Journal story about this. A $50 B Pioneer bracelet records everything this individual said and uses AI to summarize my life. Do you want this? This individual, this writer, Joanna Stern, tested two gadgets. The $199 limitless pendant and the $159 Plaud note pen. These assistants can recall every, as she writes, every dumb, private, and cringeworthy thing that came out of my mouth. So within hours of wearing the B, I was blown away at how quickly it turned ramblings and random chatter into useful, actionable information. Allow me to quote myself February 24th at 5:15. This bracelet is really effing creepy. The B and the Limitless do this. They have microphones that listen for voices, particularly your voice. When they detect dialogue, they stream the audio to your phone through Bluetooth. Then to the company's servers where it's transcribed. Sorry. AI models take the transcription and generate summaries which appear within the apps within minutes. Here are some examples. The apps recap your conversation. Often read like a bad biography. B summary from April 9th. Joanna's day was a blend of familiar responsibilities and intense professional engagements. She ended up the day. I guess I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to cough. She ended the day by listening to Sting. Riveting stuff. Can't wait for the movie adaptation. Is this what you want your life to have? Like a snarky smart aleck like me,
a little AI
recapping the day.
AI roast at the end of the day. Yeah, your life is pretty meaningless. You did nothing worthwhile today. Hope you had fun.
The transactions themselves aren't always that accurate.
Well, that's helpful.
Conversations with Johnny Cochran about trial evidence. Yep, just a casual chat with a deceased celebrity lawyer. Turns out, she was watching the new O.J. documentary.
Sure.
Be a heck of a story if she was helping and having a conversation with Johnny Cochran. If of all the people, Mr. Johnny was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds, turns out I promised to do a lot of things without putting them to do out of my to-do list. Oh, all of us are in that category, right?
Yes.
B listens for action items and adds them to a suggested list. It's repeatedly reminding me of important tasks like calling a plumber, of following up on work stuff, but it also hilariously adds things that never put on the list like check in on your sick son or schedule a follow-up with your hairstylist to discuss your haircut.
Check in on your sick son? You need a reminder? Your child is sick? Don't leave him locked in the room for hours?
That's what they're willing to do.
Yeah, that's nice.
Both B and Limitless have chatbots, so you can ask about your recorded life. I asked B for a detailed breakdown of my cursing habits. Daily average, 2.4. People on this show exceed that within the first 30 minutes we're awake.
No question.
But it can be genuinely helpful. Look through my chats with Ethan from B and tell me what AI models it uses. With Limitless, you can read and listen to your recordings. B keeps texts only. The creators of B and Limitless say they encrypt your data, delete recordings, and when you delete conversations on your account, they don't trade AI models on their feeds. They also say they don't sell your data to advertisers. They get revenue via hardware and subscription sales. The other company doesn't sell the data either. Okay, how many times have we talked about where it's our phone is listening? Our phone is constantly listening. You could be talking about something right now, my phone is off. And if I raise something, all of a sudden I'm getting ads for said product or something close to that. I'm supposed to buy that B and Plaud are recording my every spoken word, and they're not going to turn this into a revenue source. And all of a sudden, there are going to be ads for whatever else they think I talked about or I directly talked about. Come on. Not buying it.
I trust big tech. I don't know about
okay.
you. I mean, okay, fine. If that's what you want to be.
Dave Harrigan's interest in this, 0 to 10, is what? Where your life for that day, for that week, for that month, for that year, how long you use it, always is recorded. And also with the humorous, cynical, snarky recap from AI. What's your interest in this?
I might enjoy the snarky recap, actually.
Oh,
that might be the only part that actually piques my interest. Aside from that, my interest is a zero because I don't see myself. Aside from, you have a conversation with between maybe me and you. You say, ask me to do something after the show, and I can't remember for the life of me what it was.
Yeah.
Wife says, hey, pick something up from the grocery store. And did she say sour cream or cream cheese? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe that would help.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I'm never going back to, hey, what did I talk about at 4 p.m. three Tuesdays ago? I just want to revisit that moment in my life. No, of course not.
Are you interested in this? Because, yes, I worry where this is going quite a bit. By the way, the texter missed your sarcasm. Dave trusts big tech but won't take a cruise. Yeah, Dave's not trusting big tech. He was joking about that. And won't take a cruise because he doesn't trust big cruise either. And you kind of think it's boring, right? Isn't that more the thing?
No, I just don't want big E. coli again.
Yeah.
I've had big E. coli.
That seems fair. Do you want this? And are we headed for this inevitably a part of our lives, whether we want it or not? So again, the reminder is all your conversations, either through a transcript or a recording, are constantly there. Do you want this? Does this terrify you? Are you waiting or are you just aroused by this possibility and you're going to a website right now to sign up? Love phone calls and text on this. What do you think of this idea? You want it or you're repulsed by the idea? 651-461-9226. Okay, so this is a Wall Street Journal story about these devices now you can wear, a couple of them, where, you know, it'll record every single thing that you say. Every single thing. Give an AI recap, sometimes a snarky AI recap. One gives you a transcript, one gives you the recordings. Dave Harrigan, you have this option right now. The radio station goes to you, it costs you zero.
It's the most important part.
Of course, for you, that is the most important part. Would you like to experiment with it?
Sure.
I would be willing to experiment with it. So for me, among my weird things, I'm very fidgety. And so I have not worn a watch, whether a traditional watch or an Apple-type watch, 20-some years. I don't know the last time. Even when we got married, Kathleen knew how fidgety was. I almost lost the wedding ring like 10 times. You know, and finally she said, okay, enough's enough. I'm watching you fidget with that constantly. So my issue would be keeping it on all the time. Can I keep it in my pocket? Because that would be way better. I would be curious, and I think I'd be amused by the AI. Now, we're in a weird business here where a nice chunk of our day is recorded. Because we're talking in these microphones. We're on the radio. We mm-hmm. podcast them. We can listen to feel good about what we did, not very good about what we did, where we can improve, and all of us should do that. But how long would you want to try for before you think you would make a decision?
Give me a good couple weeks. I think that's fair. I mean, the problem is with this thing, it's kind of like being on camera. Once you know you're wearing it, you're always going to have it in the back of your mind that you're recording yourself, right?
Yes. But, I mean, okay, so you're at home with Lindsay, and you're wearing this. And I get what you're saying. But are you not going to talk to Lindsay normally? Because if you're not going to talk to her the way you normally have, then what's the point of having this thing?
I think depending on who you're talking, you would. Or who you're speaking to, right?
Yeah.
I think you'd absolutely change your behavior, especially if you're not exactly 100% positive that this isn't being shared somehow or could somehow in the future be shared.
That's where I'm going.
The off-color jokes that you make, I wouldn't do that. But the ones that you make constantly, I think you'd probably cut back on because you'd have that in the back of your mind.
Yeah, if I reviewed context, some of the things we joked about, and this is for a lot of people, that they joked about in a texting thread or in a conversation, and if you didn't understand the relationship or the dynamic, and you just read it as a cold transcript, you might be like, what in the hell is wrong with these people?
Mm-hmm.
What are they talking about? My point was, where's this going? How confident am I that when I'm wearing this device and it's got a transcript and it's recording, that poof, it is vanishing after a certain amount of time, as opposed to somehow, some way, it's coming back to hurt me.
Yeah. How long before a business says, you know what, when you're in the office on our time, we can already look at your business emails.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to start recording what you're saying so you're not ripping the company or, you know, spending too much time talking about the Wild game last night and not on your work.
It sounds initially implausible, but if we're talking 10, 15, 20 years down the line, I don't think we can rule it out.
Yeah, you could get an AI report on every employee.
Yeah.
Barry was in the office for 8 hours. He spent 5 hours talking about work, 1 hour speaking to his wife on the phone, two hours BSing at the coffee machine.
Exactly. All right, what do you want to say? 651-461-9226. What's your feedback on this? How about this text? First, they made us sick with our food quality. Who's they, by the way?
Same people that control the weather.
Yeah. Then they prescribe all the pills. Next, they create phones that addict us. Finally, they create AI, and everyone's going to be dumb as a box of rocks and controlled completely. This is someone who's much more paranoid than I am. There are great inventions. There are inventions that I might think they are great, and you might think implausible, ridiculous. I have no interest. The quality of our food for many people is garbage. And while RFK Jr. again participated with Dr. Phil yesterday and just lied throughout about things, and again is just telling people on their own to make a decision on the vaccines, as opposed to, I don't know, the health and human service director should just recommend MMR when measles numbers are starting to get higher and higher and higher.
The ones who know best should make a recommendation versus everyone just go to Google and throw a dart.
That's it. That's what this fool is saying, because he doesn't believe in them. And the evidence is overwhelming. And he's trying to couch it a little bit now. He doesn't want you to take the vaccines. Just look back at what he said. But on food dyes and food products, whether it's him, Michelle Obama, others trying to give us more information about the crap and trying to take some things out of our food, good. All for it. Prescribe us all the pills. Pharmacies will prescribe pills, and there's no doubt there are examples like Purdue Pharma and what they did to individuals with opioids. It was vicious. It was mean. It was calculated. And so there's an addiction quality to that. But for a lot of other pills, you're making a decision. And a phone, you can get addicted to a lot of things. And there are people literally who are addicted to phones. But if you're telling me cell phones have been pro or con, it's not close for me. More text at 651-461-9226. It would be interesting to put the bracelet on a deceased person and hear the conversations around the casket. I would especially love the snarky recap. That would be interesting.
It would be. They could hear both of us saying, I'm not going anywhere over there.
Yeah.
I'm not going near that thing. Nuh-uh.
Yeah. The timing of that text is interesting because I went and visited my father for the first time in a while yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, it was very nice to see him. Texter at 651-461-9226. I just ordered a bracelet. I love it. I'm also starting an AI consulting company. Well, wheelhouse for this person. I think these are going to become very, very popular. Because I think there are plenty of people out there who are not afraid of the other repercussions. Do you think these are going to become popular?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think 95% of people would realize they have no use for it.
Texter, very funny here. I've been listening for years and I ask every day what the hell you're talking about.
Ba-dum-bum.
Truth hurts.
Yeah.
Very good. If you want to send another text, you can. I want to get to a little bit of economy talk today, including what the president is saying and, of course, fully accepting his responsibility. You want me to talk Pella right now?
How good are those windows and doors you have in your home?
They're the best. They're the best. Again, I say this often. I'll say it again. If you are in an uber-competitive business with other companies who have good windows and doors, I am not suggesting anyway every other company who has windows and doors, they're just crap. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you're Pella and you've lasted for 100 years, you know what the public is saying? You're the best. And I believe in that. Living with them for decades, moving later this year to a house where I made sure if I was going to move, I need to know this next house is going to have Pella windows and doors. High quality, great warranties, innovation, excellent service. You can go to a showroom. You can go to one by Dave in Woodbury, by me in Plymouth. That's a great way to start. You also can go to PellaNorthland.com. Again, that's PellaNorthland.com. You could even set this up at the showroom, too, and say, hey, I want you to come out of my condo. I want you to come out of my house. And then you wonder, how much that cost? Nothing. It's free, and they'll take a look at your place. And they're not going to say every window has to be replaced. They didn't say that with me. They don't say that with everybody. They'll be honest and say, hey, some of these windows are very good, but here's maybe a change. Here's a more dramatic change, and give you options. Today is your last day for this deal in April, and it's a good one. $750 off your project or 0% APR for 12 months. Believe in them 100%, have for 20 plus years. PellaNorthland.com. All right. We tried a couple of our normal big knockers on the economy today. They were running from us. Maybe they finally realized.
Running scared?
Maybe just made a better decision.
It could be.
On whether they want to stay on the show. You had GDP numbers come out today, and they're awful. Negative 0.3, previous quarter under Joe Biden, plus 2.4. It is a reality to a certain level that the economy doesn't just instantly change once a new president comes in. That is the norm. And you can debate how long it is, whether it was Biden taken for Trump or Trump taken for Biden or as far back as you want to go, the advantage to it. But how many times did we have a Belsky on or a Sully on or somebody else who talked last year and said, of course, inflation was way too high. No doubt about it. Huge failure for the Biden administration to make more progress on it or to sell it in a more effective way. But that there were many other aspects of the economy which were very good. And Donald Trump with the tariffs has driven it the wrong way. That's indisputable, I think. You get to dispute me. And funny, Donald is. And some of his supporters, they're saying, I'm disputing. I'm an in, apparently. If you take this sort of draconian approach, and in the end, it may work out fabulously. And you and I both hope, and everybody should hope, he's 100% right. By the way, he had an interview with Terry Moran yesterday. Terry Moran was excellent. Excellent. Followed up, wasn't trying to be combative just to be combative, but challenged him in the way. Of course, he went with the cheap shots. I picked you because I've never heard of you. You know, it's so obvious that we can have the debate on Garcia and what should happen, but come on. Is there anybody who doesn't think that photo is doctored? It looks like something I would do to doctor a photo. It looks terrible. And then we can have the other debate. Really, is he MS-13? But the doctored photo? Come on. Let's stop. But Trump, again, is today saying it's not his economy. It is Joe Biden's economy. And as a someone on Twitter pointed out, and we're going to get to this question. Last January, not January of 2025, but January of 24, when the stock market was soaring under Joe Biden, you know what Donald tweeted out? You can see it. Follow me, Chad Hartman Show. This is Trump's economy. This is Trump's stock market, in particular, is what he said. This is Trump's stock market because they're so excited about how well I'm doing in the polls. And that's why the market is soaring. Not Biden, who is president. No, the overwhelming Republican favorite to return to the presidency.
Makes sense to me.
Of course it does. But now, when he's president, and he's offered these changes, and I hope they work, but there's no, hey, it's going to be 2 months, it's going to be 3 months, there's no plan. And, of course, he never said they would be this haphazard. He said there would be tariffs, but not this haphazard. Now he even said the second quarter could be Biden. Guaranteed, if the second quarter and the market rebounds and the GDP rebounds and other things happen, it's going to be his economy, right? He just rides that. So he was asked a question along the lines of my setup here when, first of all, he had the cabinet members kiss his butt, and they all did. But then, to his credit, he does make himself available for Q&A a lot. I mean, he surpassed Biden in probably 2 weeks for his whole presidency. Now, I'd like more accuracy in his answers. I'd like some facts occasionally with the answers, but he's asked a bit of this setup that I've laid out for you about an hour ago with the cabinet meeting taking place.
Yeah, the transition, sir. You frequently took credit for the stock market highs. You said it was a reflection of how well you were doing in the polls. And then after you were elected, you said the stock market highs were a reflection of how well the transition's going and the American people's confidence in your incoming administration. Now, the stock market's not doing so well, and you're saying that's the Biden stock market, yet you are the president. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I'm not taking credit or discredit for the stock market. I'm just saying that we inherited a mess, both at the borders. You could look at every single one of the people here, and no matter who it is, they're doing better, and they are far superior to what took place for 4 years before us. When you look at prisoners being allowed to come into our country at will, just at will, people from mental institutions, gang members, drug dealers, when you look at that, what they've done to our country, and also having to do with finance, look at what happened with inflation. We had the worst inflation probably in the history of our country. They say 48 years, but I would say in the history of our country, it ate away at people. And even though you saw a stock market going up somewhat, because in my case, I had the biggest stock market increase, 88% in the last term, in my last term. But I don't view the stock market as the end all. It's an indicator. But what the stock market really tells you, and what you, when you look at the stock market in this case, is it says how bad a situation we inherit.
I'm going to set the over-under at about 75 tweets during his first term, when until COVID, the stock market did go up on a regular basis. He's 100% right where he was taking credit and citing the stock market. So now if he's distanced himself from the stock market, he's only distanced himself from it because it's not fair and as well. Now, Biden, the stock market did soar. Some of that, let's just be realistic, some of that is because it was so low that if you were going to start the U.S. economy, you could start the worldwide economy, it was going to come back. But the questioner nailed him. Absolutely, such a good question. And used his own words, and he ducked. That's why one texter is saying, what I'm saying is good to hear from him. And the texter says, well, if he's not going to tell the truth, is it good to hear from him? Then to me, it's up to the individuals questioning to follow up or at least have the opportunity to follow up. And that doesn't happen enough. That's why I would encourage people to watch Terry Moran, because I've always felt like he's very good. Felt like he was underutilized by ABC. Now he's been a big part of Nightline for a long time, but not as visible as I think he should be. I thought he was good. Texter also wants to blame it on President Ford. How far should we go back for blaming?
That seems fair.
Yeah. And we know if the tariffs were working instantly, he would take full credit. Come on. Lou Nanny on the Wild and that soul-crushing loss. Right when we come back, right here on CCL.